Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Well, guys, welcome to another episode of Where Are They Now?
Okay.
Today, we are featuring a former intern who used to be named Intern Alex. Now he's just regular guy Alex because he's out there in the workforce.
I got a full-time job, Alex, now. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're working at a hospital?
Yes,
still?
Sir. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
How's that going, Alex?
It's awesome. I'm over the volunteer program. I go to all of the off-site marketing events. So it's been a really, really good 2 years that I've been there.
You've been known as one of the sweetest interns we've had.
Aww.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? You know what's really cool?
What?
3 years ago to this day, I got a call from Russ to come in for an interview.
What did you learn as an intern that you're using now in your real career?
Oh, my gosh.
We'll wait.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff. But you know what? I was thinking about this last night because I knew I was going to be on the show today. I got a little bit of Instagram followers because of this.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
I got some friends on the Snapchat because of this.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I got about 5 or 6 new friends on Facebook because of this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks to you guys.
Five or six.
Everything.
That's great. You're welcome.
But no, I mean, I did learn a lot from this show.
Yeah. What is your Instagram if we want to follow you, your journey?
Alex the Intern, 57.
Look at that.
Alex the Intern.
Wow. Okay.
57.
That's right.
And why'd you come in this morning, Alex? What's going on?
It has been a crazy couple days for me.
Uh-huh.
I received a call last week. I've been working on something really important for the last 2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've always wanted to go to the presidential inauguration. It's been something on my bucket list. I know, Kelly, you're working on things for your bucket list this year.
Yes.
Well, to go to the inauguration is something that's been on my bucket list for a long time.
Yeah.
Regardless of who wins, it's just something that's really cool.
Sure, and, yeah. It's a historic event.
Well, so you're here today, which means obviously something exciting happened.
I got some tickets.
You got a response.
Good for you.
So they told me, they said, look, we receive a lot of requests for tickets.
I bet.
And we do not get hardly any tickets at all for this.
Yeah.
So they said, you'll find out by the end of November if you're going or not.
Okay.
Well, December 1st rolled around.
Nothing.
I didn't get a phone call.
Oh.
So I was defeated. I was shot down. I said, that's fine. I understand. At least I tried.
Yeah.
Well, I got a call 2 days ago.
2 days ago?
A call?
I guess things have been a little delayed.
I guess, yeah.
I got a call from Washington, D.C., actually.
Whoa.
How does that show up on caller ID?
Yeah.
Does it show up as Washington, D.C.?
It does. And so I normally don't answer phone calls
from
people that I don't know, but it said D.C. And I said,
what is this?
I was like, I got to get this right now. I was actually in the middle of an offsite marketing thing for the hospital.
Yeah, and you're like, screw work.
Hold on, I got to go. I got to go take this call.
Huge, important call from D.C.
The Pentagon's on the phone.
And you do marketing for the hospital, and hospitals market themselves, right? They can do that.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Oh, yeah. So I have an envelope here. I picked up my tickets yesterday.
Oh, yeah. He's
Congress of the United States, it
what
says.
What do they look like?
Wow.
Are they being fancy?
I have all sorts of really cool stuff in here.
Oh.
Okay.
So first of all,
official.
It actually comes with a lock of Trump's hair.
See there? Look at that.
It's
a tassel.
I was watching on Kid TV.
Like a graduation program.
Yeah.
It is very legit. And so here is the ticket.
Okay.
Whoa. It's got like one of those hologram things
it's
on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so it can't be duplicated.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And it's not just a regular ticket. This is a reserved standing area. So when
mosh pit?
Basically, a classier version of the mosh pit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I'll be standing directly behind all of those that are actually sitting for the inauguration. So
you might be on TV.
Well,
maybe.
I would say I'm probably a good 800 feet away,
okay.
Which is still pretty awesome because
yeah.
they're expecting 800,000 people to come to this.
Oh, man. Can you imagine?
Oh, that's a lot of people.
And so just imagine 800,000 people trying to buy airfare in a hotel.
Yeah.
So I'm broke
right now. And you
didn't
find out until 2 days ago.
I have maxed out my credit card.
Yeah, everything's been sold forever, right?
I actually have to fly into Baltimore because everything into D.C. is booked. So I'm going to have to figure out how to get to D.C. from Baltimore. It's only about an hour drive.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm just going to be going with the flow on this.
Well, this is your bucket, and this is what you want to do. You'll make it work.
You got a hotel and everything?
I'm about a mile from the Capitol building.
That's not bad.
Where it's going to be, so I'm just going to wake up and
walk. You got lucky.
Sounds like a good opportunity for a Raspberry Road trip from vroomvroomvroom.com.
Wait, that's your ticket, so who gets to go with you?
I'm going to bring one of my friends.
Nice.
Yeah, so now their credit card is going to be maxed out because it's expensive. Really, really expensive. I mean, it's about $1,000 a day.
That is really cool.
Oh, wow.
Do you have to go through like some sort of screening if you're going to be that close?
Yeah, they've already done a background check on me and my friend.
Wow.
And when I get there, I have to go through security.
Uh-huh.
I have about a paragraph-long list of things that I cannot bring.
What can't you bring?
Oh, anything from umbrellas, phone chargers. Can't bring any of those external phone chargers.
What if it's raining? You can't bring umbrellas?
You can't.
Wear a plastic bag over your head.
They're really concerned these days about people bringing things to kill people.
Right.
Now.
You know, and there's actually, you know, there's an area where just anybody off the street can come and watch. But, I mean, it is.
But you can't even bring an umbrella to an outdoor concert.
You can't even see the person with how far those people are going to be back. It'll be in Washington, D.C. at the Capitol.
At the Capitol building.
Yep. Okay. Yep. So it's going to be a great trip. I'm super excited.
Congratulations,
man. I got the official. This says, the honor of your presence is requested at the ceremonies attending the inauguration of President and Vice President of the United States.
How beautiful is
that?
That's
awesome, dude. Congratulations.
I'll tell you the truth, though. Are you a little bit nervous about going?
Very.
Because, I mean, just the massive amount of people being there. But my friend's parents are going, and she's scared for their safety.
Yep.
She is so afraid there's going to be some massive event that's going to happen.
I'm scared to go to big things,
that's why they're taking this very seriously. Actually, the people from D.C., they called me multiple times yesterday just to talk to me, ask me a lot of questions. Who's going? Can you send me their information?
They're doing that for all 800,000 people?
They're listening right now, actually.
They are?
They're listening now.
Hey, Trump's people.
Hey, Washington, D.C. people.
What's up?
Hey, what's happening?
They're always listening. Big brother, you know.
Hey. They've heard of the show. I said, I'm going to be on the Kid Craddock Morning Show tomorrow.
They have not.
And they
D.C.'s
say,
heard of the show?
Yep.
Wow.
So they're listening because, number one, they're a fan. I don't know how often they listen.
Well, then why couldn't I get in the White House when I took my daughter this summer?
Did you name drop?
Yes.
You did?
Yourself?
Yes.
I got somebody who used to work with Obama in his cabinet.
And you couldn't get into the White House.
In the first term, and he couldn't get me in.
Well, you know what? Use my name next time. I'll get you in.
I will.
We'll have so much fun.
I am so excited. I'll take pictures and, follow me on Instagram and just check out all my pictures. I'll be doing some Facebook Live and stuff
like that.
That's
great. So congratulations,
I'm
Alex.
Really excited. So I hope to come back with something, a pretty cool experience.
Yeah,
some
no.
cool story. Yes. I want to get into one of the official balls.
Mm. Dude, how are you going to do that?
How did I get these tickets? I'm just going to go for it.
Just go for it.
What do you wear to inauguration?
A suit.
If you go into the ball, you have to wear a black tie.
You think some really nice blue jeans will go?
No.
I'm from Fort Worth. I can bring some boots.
I think you'd be fine.
I think you could wear cowboy boots, but I think you should wear a button down.
Maybe just wear that Best Buy uniform you got on now.
Hey, you watch it.
You know what? You know what, Alex? If you don't have your wardrobe set up, we have something very exclusive. Ooh. We have an exclusive clothing line for you to wear.
Oh.
Here you go. You can wear this.
Oh, the new Kid Nation t-shirts are in.
Yeah. Wow. Look at that.
Wow.
If that makes it on TV, on CNN.
Yeah, wear that under your blazer.
Nice shirt.
I'm going to bring this. I'm going to
Kid Craddock Morning Show bag.
A bag. I want one of that.
Kid Craddock Morning Show mug.
Oh. Here's Alex. I'm going to make you an offer. $100 if that makes it on TV.
The t-shirt. It won't make it on TV. Well, you never know.
They might be standing 800 feet behind the stage.
They're going to pan out to the audience.
Yeah. Maybe you can take like a little jaunt like Jenny did in Forrest Gump through that through the water right there at the Washington, what do you call that thing, Kelly?
By the monument.
Yeah.
How much will you pay me to do that? Because I got to pay off this trip, Al. I need $3,000.
I'd probably be in $150 on that.
$5,000. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that would be a federal offense now.
Okay.
Jenny did it. Jenny didn't get arrested.
Right. Will you bail me out of jail if I jump into the water?
Jedi. Yeah.
Washington, I am not going to be jumping
into
the water.
Have so much fun, Alex.
Yes, thank you guys so much for having me today.
All right.
I'm really excited.
Follow him on Instagram, AlexTheIntern57. What's 57? What's that mean?
That's my favorite number.
Really? Just 57?
It follows me everywhere I go. It's weird. I know.
Wow.
57 is your favorite number.
There you go.
Yep.
Now we know.
Okay.
Alex, have fun, man.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And again, that makes it on TV. $150 for you, sir.
Yeah. In the water, another $150.
What if it's an undershirt and I just pull it up like this?
As long as we can see the Kid Craddock logo.
Your chest at the right moment. Yeah.
Yeah. The white t-shirt under the blazer is hot right now.
We have just given him a sticker to wear on his blazer.
Mm. Oh, that.
Yeah, we don't have any stickers.
That's actually a really good idea.
We'll actually give him one of those as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I got to go to work. I got to get paid. Thanks for having me here.
Thank you.
You guys are incredible. Thanks for everything you've done for me. And it has been 3 years to this day that I got that call from
you. We are proud of the man you became.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Russ Face.
That's the first time Russ has been thanked in 3 years.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got a little something for everybody this morning.
Yep.
For the fellas. Zoe Saldana going to be calling the show.
Oh, my goodness.
About 40 minutes away from that. Got that movie out right now with Ben Affleck.
If you don't know who she is, look her up. You will be on her images for a while.
Right.
Beautiful.
Beautiful woman. And for the ladies, you like the funny, good-looking guys, Joel McHale. He's going to be hosting the People's Choice Awards. He should be calling us in about an hour and a half, give or take a couple. And tomorrow at this time, Caroline Craddock. Hold on, let me turn on your mic. Okay. And tomorrow at this time, Caroline Craddock.
Hi.
Hi.
So we will be updating you guys on the Snapchat Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be uploading right now their Real Housewives taglines.
Good.
What I want you guys to do is go to the Snap Batch.
The Snap Batch.
That's our Snapchat Bachelor Snapchat.
Yeah.
and screenshot your favorite girl. And whoever gets the most screenshots will have immunity for
the week.
We'll
get to move on.
Yep.
It's like getting the rose on the group date.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
And they did their house. Do we have the crazy one yet and all the ones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yep. Good.
Yeah, their true colors show this
surfaced.
Week.
Uh-huh.
It's turning into like a for reals bachelor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
We also have do we still have the picks up on the board? Because we all chose who we thought he would pick.
Yep.
Okay.
We still got it.
The Snap Batch.
Mm-hmm. B-A-C-H.
Follow, take the screenshot of your favorite one, and she'll have immunity, and we'll continue to next week.
Yep.
Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you.
That's your Snapchat update right there. Okay. Bachelor update. And Jenna, you teased us earlier this morning with a story about Candy.
I did. Candy's my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I adore my mom.
Yes.
Gosh, she's probably listening to this. She's going to be so mad at me for telling this
story. Hi, Candy.
Uh-oh. They don't live together, do you? Or do you?
We don't live together. No, she actually lives just a couple miles from me, though. Okay. And that has a little bit to do with this story.
They used to live together.
Right.
Yeah. We did. We did used to live together.
And I think it was girls at the pool, but it was Jenna's mom.
Wow, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Impressive.
We did look alike when I was blonde. But this is the thing. So, you know, I'm at a stage in my life where I recognize that, you know, your parents start to get older.
Yeah.
And you get frustrated by it.
Yeah.
Because my mom used to be like, she was like the best at doing errands and keeping track of things and knowing everything that I liked. And, you know, she was just very street smart.
Yeah.
But you know, as she's getting older, there's just things that I just have to come to accept that she's forgetful. And I don't know. I mean, maybe JC, I don't know if you've experienced this, or I mean, Kelly, Al, with your parents, it's just there comes a time where it's like,
you realize your parents, you grow up thinking your parents are superheroes.
Oh, yeah.
And they can do no wrong.
My mom hit 40 and never got older after that. Right?
Yeah.
But then you kind of realize here and there they are getting older. But this is just one thing I cannot wrap my head around.
Okay.
So Candy's been living in a place and she's been getting sick all the time, and it's because her neighbors next to her, on either side of her in her apartment, smoke inside, which is just baffling to me, right? That they're even allowed to do that. But so it's been making her sick all the time, you know, because it's seeping through the walls, and so she'll get respiratory infections, and that concerns me. I'm like, we got to get you out of there. So she just moved. But over the holidays, she went to the doctor because she's like, gosh, my ear's been bothering me. I'm like, Mom, here, you know, and I help take care of her. I'm like, and she doesn't have health insurance, so, you know, things can be expensive. Mm-hmm. So I sent her to the doctor. I'm like, I don't care. This is one of those things. I don't care how much it costs. You're sick. You have probably a respiratory infection. I know when people get older, that turns into pneumonia.
Yeah, you don't want that getting there.
No. So, you know, I'm concerned whenever Candy doesn't feel good. So go to the doctor. So she tells me, she went to the doctor. And she got antibiotics. She had an ear infection and a respiratory infection. So then she goes to the pharmacy to get it filled.
Yeah.
And you know how when you pick up a new prescription at the pharmacy, they kind of give you that rundown that you usually let go in one ear, out the other, literally.
Like, couldn't tell you what they
like
tell me.
They say, "Hev, do you know how to use this medication? The pharmacist will speak to you." They have to like legally give you the spiel.
Right.
And most of us will just be like, "I know how to use it. It says take one a day."
Put it in my mouth, swallow the water, boom.
Well, Candy got the lowdown about just the regular old antibiotics from the pharmacy. And she told me, "Jenna, I'm not taking that."
Uh-oh. Why?
I said, "Why?" She goes, "Well, first of all, it's $86.
Yeah.
Second of all, and I'm like, "Well, yeah, Mom, you don't have health insurance." And she goes, "Do you know the side effects of these antibiotics?"
What are they?
I'm like, "Well, it's like any medicine. You know, when you look it up, it's just worst case scenario. Just it might cause bladder problems or liver damage. I mean, these are antibiotics. So antibiotics aren't something to mess with." But she needed a strong one because she had a horrible ear infection. It was killing her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, "Mom, I don't care. You're going to take it." She goes, "I told the pharmacist, no, thank you." And then
she's going to heal just natural?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is her idea. She goes, and I go, "Well, what are you going to do? Mom, you have an ear infection. What are you going to do?" She goes, "Well, my friend told me what she did when she had an ear infection. Did you know that you can buy these eye drops that you can put in your ears? You know, you can't put ear drops in your eyes, but you can put eye drops in your ears. And there are these antibiotic eye drops that you put in your ears to get rid of your ear infection. And they're only like $20. I go, "Mom, here's $86. Go get the antibiotics. You're not putting eye drops in your ears when the doctor prescribed you antibiotics. I know they're expensive.
I don't know. I'm intrigued by this ear drop.
I might need to Google it.
I'm intrigued by the drop into the.
But it doesn't matter. You don't understand. She's been sick for 3 weeks, and they said it was like getting to the point of borderline pneumonia. She didn't have it quite yet, you know. Yeah. So I'm like, "Mom, I don't care what it costs. You don't have insurance. Like, it's expensive, but I'm paying for it. Go get it." And she's like, "I don't know, Jenna. I didn't like the side effects." Oh my gosh. I couldn't argue it. I didn't know how else to argue it.
Let her try the eardrops.
Maybe
eye drops.
That.
Eardrops? Eardrops? Let me Google
no,
that.
No, you guys. You can't put eardrops in your eyes, but you can put eye drops in your ears.
I have friends that use nothing but oils.
Those essential oils.
Yeah, the essential oils. They will not take medicine. They do essential oils.
That's great.
Everything.
I'm glad. But like, I'm a firm believer in contemporary medicine.
Right.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I believe that medicine and antibiotics work. And that's why we live where we do.
Sure.
We're not a third world country. I want her to take antibiotics.
Sometimes eye drops can be safely used as eardrops because there are relatively few medicines for ears. However, eardrops should never be used in the eye.
Okay, well, that's obvious to everyone. Your eyes are sensitive. Yeah.
Now, they do have, and I'm not even being funny, because my Curtis has an ear infection right now.
Your dog?
Uh-huh. And I have some flush for his ears. So if you would like, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's a puppy ear, a dog ear. It'd probably work for a person, I guess, right? I mean, it's an ear infection.
You can give human medicine to dogs.
Yeah. So it might work.
You can take a dog painkiller.
And it you know.
Yeah. People take horse painkillers.
I understand all of this. I'm just saying something is severe.
I used to know a veterinarian's assistant who would on the side give women, you know.
She had a side hustle?
She had a side hustle. And she would give away, what is it? The one that make you pee a lot. Diuretics they give to horses.
To horses?
That's
Did
for
work?
Girls that were desperate to, you know, shed some water weight. She used to do that on the side. That was illegal, wasn't it?
I wouldn't.
I bet that was illegal.
Yeah, I don't think it's super legal.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well,
not anywhere
is,
near where I live
point
now.
Point is, we got the antibiotics.
You did get it?
Yeah. It's not that I didn't believe that eardrops work, eye drops, whatever, don't work. Mm-hmm. I know they do, but the point is, she's really sick and had been sick for 2 weeks, and I just wanted her to take the antibiotics.
Just put it in, like, the sandwich you make her. No. You know, just sneak it in.
Put it in her
pudding. Some peanut butter.
Put some peanut butter on it.
Put it in her pudding.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, put in the banana mush that Mr. Raspberry made us.
Right.
She'll never know. She'll never know.
Candy.
Take her medicine, Candy, please.
Yeah.
We don't want that pneumonia. Pneumonia
got that. Posted. Make sure she's going well.
She is. It's more just accepting that your parents start getting quirky.
I asked my mom. I may have even told you this. When I took my mom to the doctor the other day, I said, when did you start feeling old? She goes, it just hit me one day. Like, she was fine, and then all of a sudden, I can't do this anymore.
I would like to know what that is, like, what age, so that I can...
It's different for everybody.
Okay.
I mean, we just saw Betty White on the interview saying she's doing just fine, and then you see President Bush going back in the hospital.
Oh, yeah, they're saying he's doing okay, though. He's responding well to treatment.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my doctor just texted.
Yeah.
Oh. Antibiotic eye drops only work for swimmers' ear infection. In other words, external otitis.
Huh.
So that would only work if she had swimmer's ear.
Is that your doctor that's the doctor that dresses really well?
Yes.
Oh, he's got the best.
Dr. Tigas is awesome.
Dr. Tigas, your socks.
He is on.
His socks are so dope.
You got a good sock, Dave.
Yeah. All right, well, we got to get to love letters to Kelly because it is Wednesday. Kelly, are you ready to give out some love advice? Well,
now that I know Dr. Tigas is listening to me,
yeah.
I don't know.
We'll get to love letters to Kelly next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Zoe Saldana joining us in about 20 minutes on the phone.
All ready.
Talk to her. Big Al Max excited. He's been looking at pictures of her.
I can't help it.
Maybe we'll ask her about her love scenes with Ben Affleck. They got that movie out together. And right now we're going to launch into one of the most popular segments of the show because we have an expert here among us. Her name is Kelly Raspberry,
mm-hmm.
and she is the love expert. And
she
that's,
is.
That's why we do
love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I will be celebrating 10 years this year, and I was wanting some ideas of what we could do to celebrate that we made it this far, LOL. I was thinking about a surprise wedding vow renewal due to our wedding not going as planned. Mm. It ended way too early with me in the hospital missing the honeymoon.
Oh, ooh.
So I thought I would ask the love expert, how would you go about surprising your man with a sort of do-over wedding, Priscilla?
Well, you have to know his personality. I mean, some people aren't really big fans of surprises, and, you know, they need to... He might want to have a little heads up on it, because there might be some people he wish he would have had there that maybe you might miss. A surprise, that's a big deal.
Yeah,
that's
suggestion?
Go
Maybe a surprise trip to Vegas with another couple or two and elope.
Well, that's a suggestion. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can do it.
Yeah.
And she's just asking about the surprise factor. I mean, I've seen it pulled off where a husband surprises the wife and she's thrilled and all that. But you have to know the level of control that your partner has. And
that's a tough one without knowing the people.
If you know your man loves surprises, I say go for it. But, I mean, I know certain friends of mine, they would kill me if we tried to do something of that magnitude. It's one thing to surprise a little birthday dinner, but you're talking about a marriage or
wedding,
about.
Yeah,
that's kind of tough.
There's got to be a way to maybe try to drop a few hints and see if that's something that's... I just don't know him, so it's hard for me to say whether I think it's a good idea or not.
Maybe ask him, if we were to have a party for you, what friends would you want the most?
I want to be surprised. What part of that do you not understand?
It's kind of like, why not get out of town together and do and surprise
that's
them there?
That's a tough one.
I'm a big screen. It'll be all right.
Yeah, a surprise wedding, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
I don't know how
screen.
That's going to be received.
Yeah.
I would err on the side of not doing it if it was me.
Give him a big screen.
I would give him a heads up.
Vacation's better.
There you go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have been together with this woman for about 4 years, and we've had our ups and downs. She's controlling, and she owns everything. Mm. The house in particular. I only own my vehicle. We have a one-year-old together. We don't have a good relationship. And every time I leave after, she tells me to leave if I don't like her rules or demands for more than 5 times. She always begs me back and then tells me how hard it is raising her 5-year-old and the 1-year-old alone. She says she wants to work on it and that she's going to change. But when I come back, she reminds me that she will never change because she's already successful. She always threatens to take my son away by not allowing him to see me if I were to leave. I don't want that, so I go back for that reason, and I tell her that. My question is, what do I do about this woman who uses my son against me in order to get me to stay? P.S., I'm on probation, so she always calls my officer to tell them I'm violating probation, which I am not, just to try to put me in jail so that no one else will have me.
Oh, boy.
Why don't you get a lawyer and discuss your legal options before you continue this ridiculous cycle?
Man, right?
What kind of example are you setting for your son?
Yeah.
That this is the way a healthy relationship works? No. This is the example you're setting for your child. So you need to contact a lawyer and see what your legal options are. Because I personally would not continue to live with someone that acted this way. She's crazy.
The fact that she would call the police on you and lie and say, isn't that against the law?
But you picked her.
Right?
Yeah.
You picked
her.
I would consult a lawyer. Now, don't tell her you're doing it. Because then you're going to set off a true firestorm. I would do that secretly. Go see a lawyer and see what your legal options are. So you can be proactive instead of reactive. Because she is going to run you. Because you've let her.
Yeah.
You've shown her she's got control over you, and she does. So why don't you try being the aggressor this time, but do it in secret, because the minute she finds out, your life's going to be a living hell.
Do it the right way, like Kelly said. Poor guy. Yeah, and he says he needs to live there because his probation requires a place of residency.
So he has that. It's time to man up.
Yeah.
Or are you just going to continue to be a victim?
Well, I have to, or I don't have a place to stay.
I mean, there are other options.
Yeah, you have to have a place to live. You don't have to live there.
If this wasn't working for you, you would not continue to do it. So obviously, this arrangement works for both of you.
Well, they keep leaving and coming back.
But if you want my advice, is to get some legal advice, because I'm not a lawyer.
Right.
No?
And you throw in this now, you throw in this caveat about how he has to have some place to live.
Well, you could just move in with a roommate.
There is another option. Yeah, you just don't want to take the time to find it.
Right. Let your officer know you're moving and you're going to stay somewhere else and not this house.
Get off your lazy, henpecked butt and do something.
Ooh, called you henpecked.
Well, that's exactly what he is. What's the less vulgar,
more
modern
controlling
term?
I think you can be a victim of a controlling person without being henpecked. I mean, henpecked is just whipped. I'll do anything you want,
okay,
baby.
Okay, he's whipped. You are get off your lazy, whipped butt.
Yeah. All right, I'll give you that.
There you go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
So me and my man friend have been dating for a year, and everything was going so well. Then one night, he left without even saying goodbye. 1 month later, when I was over him, he came back and said he wanted to get together. I told him no. But we could still be friends. Then we went out to lunch as friends, and, well, we ended up making out. Mm. What should I do? That's it. What should I do?
He left after a year? What are you asking me?
Let me
what repeat. Is she asking
what
me?
Should I do?
You're not going to do what I tell you to do, so no. Do whatever you want. You're not going to do what I tell you to do. You have no self-control and no self-respect. So you do what you want to do, which is what you're doing.
Dude left.
Have fun.
Without even saying goodbye. Yeah. And then he said, hey, baby, want to go to lunch? Sure.
Because no.
And at the end of
obviously, you can't do better. Obviously, this is just the way it's supposed to be. So keep doing it.
Sorry, Nancy.
Sometimes.
Nancy.
Sometimes.
You teach people how to treat you. You do.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. You do. You accept that, so why would he give any more?
You ain't going to do a thing I say.
Right.
So you do whatever you want.
You know what the right answer is. You know what Kelly wants to tell you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know what she's going to say.
Ridiculous.
You're not going to listen.
You're not going to listen to me.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
One more.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Okay, so I've been dating this guy for over 6 months. We seem pretty serious. He happens to work an hour from where we live. Ooh. He had a tire blowout, and I told him I would pick him up. He later called and said he decided to get a room where he works, since he'd have to go back early the next day to work. Understandable.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, he texted me to ask if I would be upset if he stayed with one of the women he works with, knowing that I know nothing about her. I called, and I asked him how he would feel. And he says he would be okay with it. Mm-mm. He, of course, was upset that I had concerns and said I had trust issues. Now, was I wrong with being concerned?
Nope.
Does this make me a person with trust issues?
Nope.
Confused.
You do not trust issues. You know boundaries. And that is a boundary that needs to be, you not cross that line.
Don't offer to get a room.
You had a blowout.
No, ain't going to stay with some woman I don't know. What kind of woman offers a room to some man she doesn't know? No.
He's going
to
save like
$69. They're coworkers.
Inappropriate.
He's saving $69.
She is not trust issues. It is inappropriate behavior. And you are right. Your gut is right. Listen to your gut. Yep. That is the voice of God.
At least he told her or asked her that there's another girl.
Plus incidentals. You know what I
mean? No.
Look at all that money he's saving. He could use that money to buy a new tire the next day, a discount tire.
No.
I can't believe he asked her if he could stay with the girl.
And then flips it on her.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, you are insecure. No. You 6 months, you are so lucky.
He's trying to be
honest. What a lucky break this was for you, because this showed you the big picture so early on in your relationship. 6 months in, you can recover from that heartbreak. 6 years in, no. That would be a lot harder.
But what if it was like me being like, oh, I'm going to crash on Al's couch?
That's different. He just said.
It's a coworker.
But he doesn't know her.
No, he does. She doesn't know her.
She doesn't know her.
Oh,
it's his coworker.
No.
Still no. He knows her.
No.
Put it this way. If you're the guy, flip it around. Would you want your girl staying in some hotel room with one of her coworkers? No, you wouldn't. Of course you wouldn't.
Would not be okay with me doing that with
really?
Al. It's not appropriate.
Could I stay with you in a room with Alan?
Wait a minute.
What?
Can you do it? I can't do it.
With Kenzie, I just think it's inappropriate. It looks bad.
Yeah, it just does look bad.
It looks bad, and it's opening possibilities. You should just not even, put it out there.
Yeah.
It's just too much. If you're in a relationship, I just think it's a bad look.
I think if you've met the coworker, and that's one thing.
Still,
if she knew
a bad
the coworker.
I still wouldn't.
That's a bad look.
I still wouldn't.
I got to admit, that's a bad look.
It's probably frowned upon at your workplace as well, that you're staying in a room with a girl you work with.
You got to tell him. He had a blowout. The man had car trouble. Get a man a break. He's down on his luck.
He shouldn't have offered to get his own hotel room.
Okay, you just went from it's a bad look to let him do it.
Oh, my God.
I'm saying, it does look bad.
Yeah.
But still, he could go out and do it. It looks very bad.
It looks awful.
You should have said you're staying with your homeboy.
Yeah. Who happens to be a girl.
Sometimes, fellas, it is okay to lie.
No.
Oh, my goodness, Al.
Sometimes a lie is a lot better than the truth. You can try to sit there and say, baby, that's the truth. I'm staying with this woman. Nothing going to happen. Look, she's going to fly off the handle. But if you lie and say, I'm staying with JC. She doesn't have to know. JC could be Jennifer Caldwell.
You guys are so dumb. We'll find out anyway.
That's our girlfriend.
At some point.
This isn't just a little lie. Like, does the shirt look good with these pants? Yeah, you can lie about that.
Sometimes a little white lie can save a relationship.
Oh,
until she finds out you lied,
unless
that little white
caught,
lie.
Unless you get caught.
Which you will. We always do.
It's one thing to white lie and say you really loved that supper that she cooked for you. That's one thing. Like, that was really good.
That was delicious. You're the best cook.
But staying with a female coworker without revealing that little bit of knowledge,
honesty is the best policy, with a little asterisk. Just think about your. Just think. Sometimes a lie will fix it.
Kids.
Sometimes.
Don't listen to that, please.
Just saying.
Please don't.
Sometimes a lie will fix it.
You ain't got to make a career out of a lie. Just your little lie.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com and write them to Kelly. If you want to dare to write one to Al, I'll go ahead.
Sometimes a little lie will fix it, man. I'm just telling you. He wouldn't even have to write a letter.
Honesty is the best policy concern.
If he had just lied and said, I'm staying with Ray Ray. Baby, I'm staying with Ray Ray.
Yeah.
Boom. Done.
But you're not staying with Ray Ray.
Hey, she got to know that. Oh, if he wrote Ray, and he Ray Eno.
I love you, Al.
What's next?
I love you.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Zoe Saldana's next, Al. How about that? She's got a movie out with Ben Affleck called Live by Night. We fell in love with her on Avatar. You know? Yeah, she was in Avatar. Zoe Saldana on the phone next.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
All right, you guys, joining us on the phone right now, star of the movie, out in theaters right now, Live by Night.
Yes.
Directed by Ben Affleck. Ooh. He stars in it as well.
He wrote it too, right?
I think he wrote it as well. Maybe she could tell us. Zoe Saldana, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien. How are you guys?
Vamos a hacer esto todo en español, ¿ok?
No.
Okay.
No.
Slow down. No, Zoe, actually, now that you've asked, my hips are very tight. I've just started a workout routine. I'm telling you, I cannot figure out the right hip stretch.
I'm telling her to roll it.
She does Pilates a lot, though, Kelly.
Are you a Pilates girl?
It's so funny that you say hips, because now that I'm 38, I was just bathing my twins the other night, and I am serious. I felt like my left leg came out of my hip socket.
Really?
Oh, no.
I couldn't walk for like 10 minutes. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I'm old. I'm going to die. I'm going to die tomorrow. Like, my husband's like, you need to stop. I'm like, what do I need? Do I need calcium? What do I need? This is crazy.
So how'd you fix it?
So I don't know. I'm not the person to ask. I'm doing my own research on how, like, this leg won't jump out of its socket again.
Just being 38, Zoe.
Well, when you find out, call us and let us know, Zoe.
You know what? I heard Pilates is really good. Pilates is, like, amazing.
I'm going to try that again.
I would try, but I'm not flexible enough,
I think. Do you stretch before love scenes in movies?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow. We're going there.
It depends. Like, let's say if I'm doing, like, the... what was that Paul Thomas Anderson movie with Mark Wahlberg?
Oh, God.
The porn star?
If I was doing the sequel
Boogie Nights?
Boogie Nights?
Oh, Boogie Nights,
I have to.
Boogie Nights, yeah.
But for regular ones.
Live by Night, my love scenes were really tamed, and so there was no stretching involved.
Wait, so
thank God.
Both you and Sienna hook up with Ben in this movie, right?
Yeah.
Naughty.
Well, that's
naughty.
Just Ben being a hoochie and writing those in.
Christina, too.
Who hit it first?
That's the thing. If you can write the movie, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm writing a movie.
You know, Zoe shows up to set, and Ben's like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and write this love scene in real quick.
How is it when you're doing...
It did feel like that. You know, it did feel like that when I was reading the script. I'm like, hey, of course he's going to write these, like, super steamy sex scenes. Not with one character, but with two. I'm like, what a hustler.
How does that go, though, Zoe? When you're acting in a movie by someone that wrote it and is directing it, and so he's in the scene with you, does he stop and then, you know, stop the scene himself and then instruct you on what to do right in that moment?
No, I think that thank God, like, in the love scene, he didn't direct me. He didn't, like, put your leg right here and put this on my face. No. Nothing like that. It was more like, okay, if we're kissing, he would just, like, he would, like, abruptly, like, break off the kiss and go, all right, cut, and then just put my robe on and then go by the video screen just to watch the playback. And that would feel so awkward. I would be, like, sometimes smelling my breath, like, was it me? Like, it was a little awkward to know that the actor that you're in the scene with was the one calling the shots, you know?
Yeah.
But after you get over that, it was amazing. He handled it so well. He's like, such a... He's a great role model for me to follow, because as an actor, he's amazingly empathetic with all actors. He knows how hard we work. He knows how important it is to make the actor feel like he's a part of the collaboration.
Is he a good kisser?
She has to say, like, it's fine.
Oh, she doesn't. She can be honest.
Okay, I have to say.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah. Well, it's awkward, you know? You're not in a romantic state. You're in acting.
Ben's a bad kisser. I think we just heard her say that.
No, she did not.
Well, I just love that it's a period piece. I just want to talk like in that gangsta way they talk, you know, see?
It's just like that, Ken. You know? I feel like I'm in the 30s.
They talk a little bit faster, huh?
See? I'd be tempted to do that the entire movie.
Oh, my God, I may want to do that. It was beautiful, actually. Once you would put on that wig and the costumes and you would see everybody in their costumes. And the cinematographer is this award-winning cinematographer, and he's just a beast. Like, he's so amazing. And he would light these sets, and it was easy for you to believe that you were a part of that time.
Mm.
And there was a way that people moved, you know, and the way that they dressed and they behaved in public. That was, you know, it's become a lot more casual today. And I think that we miss that. We miss that formality, you know, whenever we were out in the street, like, you know, crossing each other and mm-hmm. going to church or going to the post office. It was just so glamorous and beautiful. But, I mean, behind closed doors, there was just nothing really glamorous about Prohibition era where, I mean, there was so much corruption, there was so much inequality, there was so much violence. And it must have been pretty depressing, you know.
Yeah, but it looks visually, yeah. The movie looks stunning.
You know what I think about when I look at period pieces?
What?
I think about what the BO must have smelled like.
Oh, what?
But the BO?
I think by then, I think it smelled great. I mean, look at I always think about the 1800s,
right?
The 1700s, going, oh, God, what must they smell underneath all those corsets and outfits?
Wow. I've never thought about that. I just look at it like I want to live there, and then I think oh, yeah, they didn't have contemporary medicine and stuff like that.
Yeah. I thought about the medicine, a toothache or whatever. I've never thought about the deodorant.
We've come a long way with old spies. They got the Fiji smell now. It smells all good. Back then, they didn't have that. Zoe, you've been doing movies for a while. Do you still get? Do you get nervous the first day on set?
I'm nervous every day when I'm working.
Really?
And the older I get, I'm more, more nervous and anxious. I always want to do a good job. I never want to let my director down. I'm sometimes filled with too much self-doubt, so it's good when you have a director that feels that, and I mean, it's not like I need the encouragement and the affirmation every day, but, you know, what we do, a lot of people see it around the world, and you want to make sure that if you pick this profession that people are looking at you and they're thinking, okay, she belongs there, she's good. And that's just, a really honest little anecdote to share, because it's easy for me to go, oh, my God, no, it's everything is great, I'm never nervous. But I'm human, and sure. I never want to disappoint people.
Well, plus you never know when your leg's going to pop back out.
Yeah.
Be on set and be like, ow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because I wonder, because directors have to be so tough on you. Do they ever make you cry when you're not at your best?
No, I've never, I have to say I'm very grateful. I never worked with a director that was mean. I don't think I would put up with it. I'm from Queens. I don't, I'm very honest. I'm very vulnerable. I'm very fragile, whatever, but I don't have time to be treated unfairly. I don't think that's okay. But I've seen directors in front of me treat their crew sometimes not nice.
Yeah.
And I've said something, so I don't like it.
So speaking of fighting, who do you have in the Chris Brown Soulja Boy bout?
The what? Chris Brown and who?
Soulja Boy. They're fighting on pay-per-view.
Yeah, maybe.
They're fighting boxing?
Yeah, yes. They're going to really box.
Very, very
in
possible.
Dubai, because they can't pass the drug test to fight in Vegas.
Yeah, Mike Tyson is training. Mike Tyson's training Chris Brown, and Floyd Mayweather's training Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
We're serious.
And we don't know. I mean, maybe it won't happen, but it seems like it's going to. It's in the news. They're fighting each other. It all was over an Instagram beef. So we're taking Chris Brown.
Why don't they just do music and just live their lives?
Well, because we saw how that went for Drake and Meek Mill.
Because Soulja Boy liked Karrueche Tran's picture on Instagram and made Chris mad. They have to fight.
It was very petty.
And I guess they need money. I don't know.
I think so. Oh, my God. Ain't nobody got time for that. I don't know. I think, you know what? I the moment somebody gets hit on the face, they're going to start crying like babies.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
My nose. I don't know. I don't think they should fight. I don't think it's okay.
Make love, not war.
Zoe's all about the love.
All right.
Zoe, make sure you catch her. Live by Night in theaters right now with Ben Affleck. You have a beautiful family. You and your husband made two beautiful kids. Thank you so much for joining us.
That was a great segue. You're like, you guys made beautiful kids. Thank you so much for joining
us. I love that. I didn't know where he was going.
Well, you know, they're telling me I have to wrap up. Unless you want to stay on the phone with us a little bit longer.
Yeah,
Zoe.
I got to go.
I didn't know where he was going.
Where are you guys?
Yeah, I would rather talk to you for another hour if I could.
I'm going to follow you on Twitter right now.
He just wants to ask about your husband's hair because he loves it.
I do. What's he wearing?
Oh,
what's,
my God. His hair is, like, better than mine. I'm not kidding. And it's always so shiny and it always smells good. But I always tell him, I'm like, Monica, if you ever cheat on me, I'm going to cut your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
that's going to get you. Yeah.
Yeah. How bad did that tattoo hurt on your side, though? That was the worst pain ever, wasn't it?
The what?
The tattoo you got on your side of your husband's face? Did that hurt the most?
It's so funny. It still itches. And
it
I'm
does?
Trying so hard not to scratch. I'm like, when is this thing going to heal? It was like 2 weeks already. But I'm very happy that I did it. He did it on his, arm, and he put my face on his arm, and I was super flattered. I thought it was, like, so rock star and cheesy. And I'm like, I have to do it. My grandmother was just so not happy when she saw it. She was like, that's disgusting.
Aww.
Well, grandma don't understand tattoos, you know. You gotta let that go.
I can't wait to get her drunk and take her to Mark Mahoney over there on Shamrock.
No, not grandma. Totally. She'll get some.
Oh, I love it. All right, Zoe.
Thank you, Zoe.
Thank you very much.
See, Zoe wants to stay with us. Hey,
thank
come visit
you.
Us.
You they see, they hung up because she had to go.
Well, she wanted to talk to us.
No, but her, she was running early, know her but schedule. Yeah. She doesn't know her schedule.
It's okay. I wanted to talk.
Thank you, Zoe Saldana, for making beautiful babies. Bye.
Well, I wanted to ask her about her kids because she says that they fight a lot, and it makes me feel better when because I think celebrity kids are always perfect.
No, right. They're just kids like everybody else.
But to hear that they're like little punks like my kids are sometimes makes me feel so much better.
Kids is kids.
Maybe
kids
next time I'll get to ask her about her family.
Next time.
Because she does make beautiful kids.
She does.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Joel McHale should be calling her show anytime here. We haven't talked about this today, but we have Kid Nation stickers now.
Yes, we do.
What does that mean?
That means you could send cool little sticker-like stuff, like emojis, that say Crazy Mexican or Abracabuya or Random Man.
Yep.
To your friends on the phone if you go to your app store and you search Kid Nation Stickers. More
stickers.
To come. More to come.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we have a few right
like
now.
People like stickers.
Yeah, Alan's been using it a lot. Kelly's
Alan
boyfriend.
Alan likes his sticker.
Yes.
Hello, I'm Alan.
It's he's got the
Abracabuya.
Oh, yeah. So we got those. Those are fun. One for everyone.
Oh, we need a Curtis sticker.
You don't really talk about Curtis anymore.
Stickers.
Well, he's not the cute little puppy anymore. You know, he's in dog stage now. So, he's not the top.
You're over him?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. No. He's just, you know.
You want to give him away?
Cute little puppy is one thing. But then it's just like any other relationship. When it's brand new, like you and Alan, you talk about it a little more. But in 2 or 3 or 4 years, you probably.
Yeah, boring. Yeah. Boring dog.
Speaking of relationships, during Love Letters to Kelly, Big Al.
Yes.
You didn't just cause a ripple. It was more like waves.
What?
You said it's okay for guys to lie to the girl sometimes.
When did I say that?
You did. You said white lies can save a relationship.
I said sometimes. I'm not saying go out there and just lie uh-huh. Rug. I'm just saying sometimes, baby, I want you to be completely honest with me. Okay, I will. Blah, 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 blah. You could have just lied and then avoided the whole thing.
Recap was because a guy was going to, he got stranded. On his way to work, got a flat, and he was going to stay in a motel. But then a coworker offered for him to stay, and it's a girl coworker who the girl had never met before. So, Big Al, how would you feel if Dr. Girlfriend slept on Patch's couch?
Well, again, I would not like that.
Right. But you'd be cool with it.
But, no, I didn't say that either. But
what are you saying?
I'm saying that a lie sometimes can negate ripples. The ripples that we're talking about. Conflict.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm saying.
Then you got an angry girlfriend here. Seriously, Al? Thanks for encouraging my boyfriend to lie to me. Mm-hmm. He just said, and I quote, "See, it's okay when I go over to a girl's house and I don't tell you who it is."
Yeah. If nothing happened.
You're teaching him.
Yeah, if nothing happened.
Teaching him wrong. You know who would not lie to his girl?
Who's that?
Joel McHale.
Nah.
Joel,
no.
We're going to ask you a real personal question here, sir.
Please.
Do you think it's okay for guys to lie to their girlfriends? Let's say you're going to stay in a room with a girl.
To avoid.
It's the only place to sleep.
Lie to your girlfriends to say you're going to stay in a room with a girl?
Yeah. You came in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we apologize.
Yeah, if you were.
Overnight?
Yeah. Would you ever lie to your wife?
If it snowed.
To avoid conflict. Yeah. A little white lie.
I need a little background. How many girlfriends do I have at this point?
Right. You only have one right now, Joel.
Like, you got a flat tire, for instance, Joel. You got a flat tire, and you were an hour from home, and you were like, I'm just going to stay at a female co-worker's place so I can get to work in the morning.
What kind of a weird penthouse letters?
Exactly.
Someone
Thank
wrote
you.
Us and asked.
You just can't find anywhere else. You happen to be in Nome, Alaska. There's no shelter. Your co-worker has right. an igloo right by.
Right.
I think Joel is proving my side.
Yes, you should tell your girlfriend Thank about you. This strange fantasy. That
See?
You guys are
Thank
having
you.
And Joel McHale.
But if your girlfriend, if the friend happens to be named La Quinta, you can just say, I'm staying at La Quinta.
That's totally fine.
And boom.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Again, what a coincidence that you'd have a friend named La Quinta.
Yeah, I do. I have a cousin named La Quinta.
Well, enough of our nonsense. Yeah. We're going to talk about your nonsense, yes. Joel McHale.
Yes.
You're hosting the 43rd. People's Choice Awards tonight, and you have to do it because the CEO of your network basically told you to, right?
Absolutely. His name is Les Moonves, and he actually controls your life as well, so whether you know it or not.
Because I would feel like being a host of an award show has got to be super... It creates anxiety, doesn't it, Joel?
Well, after the White House Correspondents' Dinner, thank you, I'll just mention that. Yeah. I haven't been as that pretty much burned out any sort of nerves I've ever had.
I would imagine that's the most intimidating.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still going to get out there. I'll be very concerned and excited to make sure these jokes are well delivered, no doubt. And so there's definitely that. I don't go into it in any sort of casual way. But thankfully, I don't. Gone are the days of where my internal organs are right at the back of my throat. So I can hopefully get out there and relax.
Man, I wish I had...
You'd be amazed how fast it all goes by.
Yeah, I wish I had been at the White House Correspondents' Dinner when you were emceeing. I went the year it was, Jay Leno.
Uh-huh.
Oh!
Not a big fan, huh, Kelly?
Well, I mean, he basically did his Tonight Show stick and read from cue cards. Oh, he literally really? Read from those little index cards in his hand the whole night.
Well, it's not like he could have memorized the jokes.
Right.
Because he did as a president, and that's when it would be very difficult to get up there and tell jokes that you've remembered. Believe I couldn't. I would probably just burst out crying.
Aww. Well, none of that tonight.
Yeah.
And then I'd go, guys, I have a mold dilemma. My car is broken down.
Right.
And
right.
just right across the street is a female coworker. Yeah.
Well, this is going to actually be a very interesting People's Choice Awards tonight, Joel. You may not even know this.
Oh, you know something?
I don't know if Joel keeps up with Fifth Harmony.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the girl group Fifth Harmony who are performing tonight at the People's Choice Awards?
Yes, I just joined the band.
Yeah, well,
oh, good.
Well,
good,
because
they needed a fifth.
This is it. This is their debut as a four-girl group tonight.
Right.
Yes.
I think I'm not too worried for them. They're going to be fine. Mm-hmm. I actually saw them in rehearsal, and they sounded good.
Yeah, but, but remember the big scandal about a month ago, one of the girls left. So now this is their first time performing as a foursome. Fifth Harmony is only four.
I can reveal it right now. They have added another member. They've added a drummer.
Well, let me ask you this, Mr. Joel McHale. If you happen to run across Mr. Blake Shelton.
Who is also performing tonight.
Who's also performing, and he mentions that he's getting married. I don't even know, but I am a little bit of a friend of his. And if you need a plus one to go to the wedding, please give me a call. Do you have any idea if he's actually getting married?
All right. Are you saying that you think I'm friends with Blake Shelton?
Yes.
He thinks you are.
He thinks everybody in Hollywood's friends.
I do.
Well, yes, we all good friends. We all have a telephone tree where we can alert each other to what's going on in our lives. But I will let Blake know that, what's your name again?
Big Al.
Big Al. I will let Big Al know that you are available for Blake's wedding.
Okay. Good deal. Good deal. Thank you very much.
Maybe you could be a ring bearer, perhaps, or cut the cake with him.
Sure. Anything. I'm Usher. Available for it. Usher. I'll even work the front door.
Joel, these award shows get kind of long. At what point during the show would be a good time for me to, like, take a break and watch something else?
Oh, stop that.
Jenna.
Never turn away.
At what point during the show would you like to take a break?
Yeah, like when does it get a little slow? Like, I, you know, watching all these other award shows, there's always a little bit of a lull when they're giving awards out to people that I'm not really that interested in. Is there a lull point?
It sounds like somebody is tired of life. There's nothing I can do to help you.
No, I'm going to watch your intro. I always like the intro, and then it kind of loses me for a little bit.
They do have a lot of interesting
categories. You come back in the fourth quarter?
Yes,
of course.
It's, well, yeah, I mean, the first half's never as
You're
exciting.
You're telling me that you don't watch every single minute of the Oscars?
Oh. Yeah, that's
what
she said.
I actually like red carpet intro and then some stuff at the end.
Look, we're just happy to have you any way we can.
I do want to ask you this.
Did you ever see that movie, that German movie, Run, Lola, Run?
I have seen it.
I have not.
This is what those awards will be like. It's constant action.
Constant movement.
Motion, no commercial breaks. A German lady running through the streets of Berlin.
Yes.
That's what it's going to be
awesome.
Like.
I do want to ask you this, because they tell you who's going to be at the award show so that you can write your jokes about them, right, Joel?
Absolutely.
So who are you most nervous to joke about? Like, which joke are we going to be laughing at the hardest?
I'm not going to tell you.
That ruin it, JC.
Well, you don't have to tell us a joke, but what person, so that way we could be ready to look at their face.
That's true. There's going to be, I saw the lineup of who's going to be there. The other thing with these things is that they're all, and it's in quotes, scheduled to be there. Because you never know when something comes up.
Yeah.
I know Tom Hanks is going to be there, and he's always been nice to me, so hopefully he'll be... I'm not going to tell too many jokes. There's not many jokes you can make about Tom Hanks.
Right?
Look at this guy. Why is he... He's just going to continue to be super successful and nice. But he's going to be there, and that's exciting. I mean, Justin Timberlake's going to be there.
Yeah.
And Fifth Harmony minus one.
Fourth Harmony's going to be there.
Absolutely, with a new drummer.
Right? Well, there really is something for everybody. I mean, some people might not watch the Emmys because they don't really watch a lot of TV, but, like, the People's Choice covers movies, TV, music, even social media.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's everything is covered, right?
It's everything. Yeah, they've even nominated a number of pets, animals. vacation destinations, best bourbons, best craft beers, everything.
Are you up for anything?
Yeah, is the Great Indoors up for anything?
Yes, we're up for best new comedy.
There you go.
Oh, cool.
Well, good luck.
Good luck, yeah.
Well, we'll see. If it doesn't happen, I'm not into life, Joel.
Well,
Joel, if you don't win, I would pay you to just walk out. Just be like, I'm done.
That's right. I'm going to drop the mic and go, F this. I'm out of here.
Well, catch him tonight as he hosts the 43rd People's Choice Awards. It's going to be at 9, 8 Central on CBS. And then watch a new episode of The Great Indoors tomorrow night on CBS, 7:30 Central. Joel McHale, it's a pleasure talking to you, man.
Thank you dearly for having me.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. Thank you, buddy.
We'll see you tonight.
If you guys tune out after the opening bit, I'd be pretty offended.
No, we're going to watch.
We're watching. Jenna might not, but we'll watch. The rest
of
us love
life. I'll pause to pee.
I want
to
report.
All right.
Book report tomorrow for Joel McHale. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Joel.
Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
Joe Blake, say hello.
Oh,
I don't think he's going
to
tell Blake.
You need to quit with this Blake Shelton stuff. Nobody cares.
I do.
He's a super funny guy, so we're already nervous to talk to him because he's funny.
Yeah.
And they got to bring up Blake Shelton, who he's probably never met in his life.
Yeah. Well, never know. I thought they'd
ask him if I can go to the wedding.
I just need an in, Kelly. I just need an in anywhere I can get it.
But you make every interview with every celebrity about that.
Well, about Blake.
Last year, it was Kim Kardashian's butt.
What has it gotten you?
Nothing.
And by the way, the Kim Kardashian, that was 5 years ago.
That was three
like
or four
5 years
ago. Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Do you guys know Joel McHale used to be a football player in college?
Yeah, I read that. Yeah.
I think he was a tight end.
Ooh.
So he's a funny guy who's athletic.
What does a tight end do?
He blocks and also catches some balls.
But he's so lean now.
Yeah,
who's a famous tight end now that I could relate
Jason
to?
Witten.
Oh, I love Jason Witten.
There you go. now we know. All right, it was a pleasure having Joel McHale, even though we embarrassed ourselves with the Blake.
Nah.
Not too bad?
That was fine.
All right.
Not embarrassed a bit.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.